Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. And I'm very glad to tell you that our good friend John Dini is back on the show. John has been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost 13 years. He is the leading alternative board facilitator on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And he is the author of a number of books, but his brand new one, which I've got such mixed emotions about this. I'm so proud of him for writing it, but at the same time, I'm jealous that I didn't write it. I'm so mad at myself for not beating him to the punch, because this is an absolutely outstanding book and completely, unbelievably appropriate for today. Hunting in a Farmer's World, Celebrating the Mind of an Entrepreneur. John Dini, welcome back, doggone it.
Thanks, Jim. Sorry I took you off.
You had the idea. I'm so aggravated myself, and I didn't think of this, but it's a better book than I could have written, folks. I'll tell you, it's outstanding. John, I'm proud of you for writing this. This book is going to help a lot of small business owners.
I hope so. I just had one of my clients got it and said he started to glance through it and sat down and read it cover to cover.
Couldn't stop.
Day.
No, you know how many books I get in here, in our operation. You can imagine how many we get in here every week.
Sure.
And of course, I was a little predisposed to yours because we're such good friends. But I mean, I get a lot of books in here and I glance through them, look at the table of contents, and we go forward with them sometimes. But I mean, I was like your friend. I couldn't stop reading it, so it's really outstanding. All right, I want you to tell the audience
to butt in. I was very proud of his comment. He said after reading it, he said I felt I had gone through 7 years of coaching and consulting with you in a couple hours.
Exactly. Yeah. For the price of the book. Exactly. So okay. When you say hunting in a farmer's world, clear that up for us. What does that mean?
Well, Tom Hartman wrote a book. He's a psychologist and sociologist, and he wrote a book about 20 years ago called ADD, A New Perspective, and it's about dealing with children that have ADD. And his argument was that ADD is not an affliction. It's people who, for millennia, were the hunters of a tribe that went out and led and did the difficult things and focused and made things happen.
Right.
And they don't
It was their job to find the shiny object.
Right. That's a good way to put it. And he said, you know, it's just that they're having trouble fitting in today's world because they march to a different drummer and they think in a different way. And when I read it,
so ADD, he's saying ADD is actually an evolutionary element.
Beneficial. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that went out and got the protein so that you weren't just eating roots anymore, you know. And, you know, it struck me that
That's interesting.
So many entrepreneurs are that way.
Yeah.
You know, they build, they create, they love doing new things, and then they get bogged down in trying to manage their organization. They get swept up in the policies and the procedures and the regulatory stuff and the compliance, and they hate it. And they wind up hating their companies because they're being forced to spend most of their time doing things they don't like to do and they're not well suited to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument of the book throughout, and it's I'm really a storyteller, you know that, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, story after story of real entrepreneurs that I know and I've worked with and the challenges they've faced and overcome. And they've done it by being hunters. They've done it by doing the things that they're good at doing.
Well, yeah, exactly. And here's another thing. If you're a farmer, and I've been a farmer and I've been a hunter, literally. If you're a farmer, you've got a plan. You know what you're going to put in the ground. You know when you're going to hoe it and weed it and fertilize it and water it, harvest it and turn it under and lay it by. You know when you're going to do all that. That's the plan. Every day, every season has a plan. If you're a hunter, you wake up every morning and you don't know what's going to happen.
And you have no idea.
And the idea that you know what you're going to be doing 6 months from now is preposterous.
Right. It's anathema to you.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning, you're excited about work because you want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not because you know exactly.
And think about that, folks. Think about the ADD thing. Say that. Tell that little quick story real quickly, John. Tell it again. That's amazing.
What story?
What he said about ADD, that it's...
It's an evolutionary trait that's been beneficial for tens of thousands of years.
We think today someone with ADD, there's something wrong with them. The truth is therefore the people who are like them are the reason we're here. People who were like them 100,000 years ago is the reason you and I are even here today.
That's right, Jim.
So we should revere us the ADD people, right? Right, John?
ADD, yeah, we do have a place.
ADD and talk show hosts, right? 22, right back after these messages with our good friend John Deeney, his new book, Hunting in a Farmer's World.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.